new openers. I've got a couple on ours that just seem like they're stopping due to the gearing or something. I was just wondering if there's something I'm missing as far as getting it to close all the way. So, again, I appreciate you guys doing the show, and keep up the good work. Thanks.
Thanks, Jason, for calling that in. Jason called that into the voicemail line, which is 707-433-4827. That's cool. 5334-VAP.
Yeah, I've met Jason a couple of years ago in August. We went out to the factory, and we took the Sovereign up to the Detroit Metro rally that they hold there in Milan Raceway. And met Jason, and he came over and got to meet him and his kids, and it was pretty neat. Didn't get to see his trailer, I didn't get to see the 55, but I had seen pictures of it. So, being a fellow low boy, I thought it was pretty cool. Now that it's a Commodore, it's even more neat.
Well, very cool. I guess the first question goes to you. Where do you get all your energy?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Wait till you start getting old, Rob. You're going to feel it. You're going to crash hard.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, one of my downfalls is Mountain Dew. I live off the stuff. But it's funny because my father-in-law said, when I married Zoe, you shouldn't be drinking that Mountain Dew. You know, it affects, you won't be able to have any kids.
I'll show him, won't I?
So now when I see him, I said, I'm going to stop drinking this Mountain Dew.
Don't stop making good.
just that, and trying to, Marine Corps physical training, keeping in shape, and, I love driving, so I'm up and down the road all the time, and I do sleep quite a bit, so when I'm not sleeping, I'm got a lot of energy. So,
and you have an unhealthy fascination with these aluminum trailers.
Yes, yeah, yes.
I can't say it's healthy at all.
And the computer, so.
There you go.
But the second one, the second question, I can actually answer that, too, kind of, from a 30-foot trailer.
Towing without interior skin?
Hold on, there we go.
All right, Rob, that little Skype issue there dropped us. You were saying about towing without interior skin?
Yeah, I towed the Sovereign on the road, the 30-foot, 3 years old, newer trailer than Jason's from Plattsburgh down here to Central New York with no interior skin at all. It was just rolled up inside from when I picked it up from Colin. So did fine. Of course, it was all new floor. Brand new floor and new structure underneath. So,
we've had customers come up with no skin inside. We've actually had them come up with no floor either. They've
probably most of them are like that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying no floor, as in like nothing at all. They took it apart, and then they said, "Oh my God, I can't do this." And then they call me. And it's like, "What do I do?"
I've towed a 52, about 900 miles with. Partially no floor and 2x4 frame, right, Colin?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So. But literally, we had them. They put in blocks of plywood, like 3x3 squares of plywood, between the C channel and the outriggers, and put bolts through all the way around. Which, oddly enough, is probably more bolts than most vintage trailers actually have that are actually doing anything. Most people think their bodies are tied down quite well, but. My experience, when you open these things up, very few of the bolts are actually doing anything, if they're there at all. But,
yeah. Well, I found that on my 60 when I pulled the back flooring out, that the aluminum channel was, kind of rotting away or, oxidizing and changing colors and getting kind of thin where the bolt went through.
Yeah. So, steel and aluminum... electrolysis going on there, and it happens.
Yeah, I mean, the C-channel was all right, so when I did it, I just cut some more strips of the alclad and set it in the channel and then put my bolts through it to make like a giant stripping washer there. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess you could tow it, just I wouldn't take it cross country, would you?
Sure.
You would?
Why not? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.